Good morning, Saints. This is Chloe DiPilato coming to you from, actually this morning I'm coming to you from Enfield, Connecticut, which is the home of the place where Jonathan Edwards preached his great sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And I thank the Lord that this morning I don't feel like a sinner in the hand of an angry God. I feel like a saint in the hand of a God who has been exceedingly kind and merciful to me, and that's not to diminish the truths of hellfire and separation from God if we don't make Jesus the Lord and Savior of our life. Something on my heart to share, and this is actually probably just going to be a little exhortation, so I'll start with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that your spirit would light upon this word according to, as it's your will, that it go forth and that it minister to those who need it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're in a season, the Christmas season, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, when people who are lonely feel the sting of it more than usual. They feel the absence of friends, they feel the absence of family, and it's just usually a hard time to go through for most people. And I've come across a few two different scriptures in the psalm that I don't have my Bible with me because I'm actually out in my car. I'm waiting on someone who's at an appointment, and I'm just sitting in my car. But I want to read these two scriptures, and I want to encourage your heart. If you're a person who finds yourself in a lonely condition, and the Lord understands that burden, and I've heard of people who have prayed through on about the subject of loneliness, and God has brought people into their lives. I'm thinking of one scripture that says God even sets the solitary in families, and I don't have the dexterity to be going back and forth on my cell phone to look up scriptures and then to do my recording. So I just ask you to trust me that I'm not making this up. There really is a scripture that says God sets the solitary in families. And I've seen that happen. I've seen the Lord join single people or people who are alone to godly families. It's just like the Lord will cause someone to almost adopt them so that they get invited to all the family events and they get to sit at the family table, and they're just drawn into a family circle. And it can be a church family or it can just be a godly biological family. And I've seen people drawn in who otherwise would be very lonely. But I want to go to Psalm 4 and read there. And the Bible says, and this is not the whole psalm, but just a portion, verses 3 and 4. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call upon him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. If you've ever had a period of loneliness in your life or being alone, the nights when you go to bed all by yourself can be times of great agitation and crying and misery. And I remember a period in my life that was like that. Before I was married, and I was feeling very alone, and I would be in such a fret and just so anxious and so miserable. And personally, I am a person who can handle periods of aloneness very well. I can go for long periods of time without a lot of socializing and a lot of fellowship. And I've just always been that way. I've been content. But then there are those periods where I feel like I need the interaction. I want the fellowship. I'm hungry for it. And then I'll seek it out. But the first part of this scripture, but know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. Have you ever considered that if you're alone, God has called you? I'm not saying he's called you to be a eunuch or an old maid, but that perhaps the Lord has called you to a special relationship with himself. He's called you especially to have a walk with him and a closeness to him and a communion with him that is beyond what others have. And it's the gift from the Lord, being called by the King of the universe, the great I Am, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, that the Lord has set his eye upon you, that you would have a relationship with him, that he's called you for himself. He has made you a special treasure for himself. Maybe you don't have a lot of friendships and a lot of fellowship and a lot of other activity. Maybe you don't have romance in your life. Not that it's going to be forever this way, but maybe God has called you for himself. And if that's the case, this is what he wants you to do. He doesn't want you to be agitated about your situation. He doesn't want you to be upset about your condition. He doesn't want you mulling over and rehearsing in your mind and thinking about how others have romance and others have things in their life and you don't have it. He doesn't want you going over all those issues, looking at other men and seeing their beautiful wives, looking at other women who have husbands that are taking care of them. This is what he wants you to do. He wants you to stand in awe. He wants you to be in awe of the fact that he has called you for himself. So you need to cultivate your relationship with him, cultivate your walk with him, cultivate your communion and your waiting times, waiting on him. Cultivate those things. Be in awe. Be just amazed that you've been given this place in the universe, that the Lord is looking upon you and he is seeing you for himself. He's chosen you for himself. That's a pretty big order. That's a pretty big thing. And it says, commune, standing on sin, not commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. And I really believe that the reason that verse is there, following verse 3, Psalm 4, 3 and 4, I believe that that's there because the Lord knows that when it's going to hit you the most is when you go to bed at night and there's nobody there next to you, or there's no children in another room that you can get up on check upon. You're all by yourself. You may be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, doesn't matter what age. He's telling you to commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Don't be agitated. Don't be frustrated. But stand in awe. Be in awe. Think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about how he has shown himself, that he's called you unto himself. There's got to be little clues and little signs in your life of his goodness that you can meditate on. Now, this is not to say, I know some hearing this word would be so discouraged by it because they would say, this means God's never going to move for you. I'm always going to be alone. Nobody's ever going to come into my life. I don't believe that that's what the Lord is saying, because you can be very married and you can be part of a huge clan and you can still be one who God is called to himself. You could be a godly person in that situation too, but I'm just wanting to address those who were lonely. And I'm going to look at now Psalm 80 and verse 15. And the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. You may be one who's planted in a situation where God is making you strong for himself. Let me just read that more in context. Return, we beseech thee, O God. I'm starting in verse 14. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch which thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let the hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. And this goes to a little bit deeper level. This is talking about one who is actually, the Lord's really working on this one that God's made for himself. He's purging him and pruning him. So will we not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord, God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we will be saved. The Lord will keep that vine that you are unto him. You're made for him. He's making you to be a strong vessel. He's got a reason. He's got a purpose. He makes certain vessels for himself. There are a lot of people who are used of the Lord, and they know how to exact the blessings of God because they know how to be faithful. They know how to pray. They know how to fast. They know how to do all sorts of things to get the attention of God and the approval of God. And they're all about their ministry, but they're not all about being for the Lord himself. They do the work, but they don't have the relationship, and the work brings the rewards. The best ministries are those whose ministry flows out of a relationship with the Lord. That's where the best ministries come from. You develop a relationship with him, and it's just going to, with ease, flow out of you. God sets those who are godly apart for himself. Don't take it as a light thing. Be in awe. If you're a lonely person, if you're a person that's in the fires, if you're a person that's being pruned, remember, the Lord sets apart those who are godly for himself. There are just some people God reserves for himself, and you're most likely one that will never be truly understood, never be truly 100% accepted. You may never be sit at the popular girl's table. You never may be the one that's the first called. And the Lord just lets it be that way because you don't need all of that because you're for him. You're for Jesus. You're his treasure. You're his friend. God looked down and he pulled you apart and he said, it pulled you, separated you. And he said, that one is for me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you don't feel like you have that place, you ought to be jealous for it. You ought to be hungry for it. You ought to be thirsty for it. You ought to be crying out to God and saying, Lord, I want to be one that is set apart for you. I'd rather be lonely and set apart to God than to have all the friends and popularity and things in the world and not be set apart to the Lord. You know, this is a little funny. I'm having a real problem these days sleeping well at night. And sometimes I feel like it's attack of the enemy. Other times I feel like the Lord wants me to pray, and with everything going on in the politics of our lives right now and what's happening in the world, there's no end of things to pray about. I grieve for our president, and I feel strongly to be praying for him. And sometimes I feel like when I can't sleep, the Lord just wants me to slip out of bed and find a place of prayer. I know where I was going. So anyway, I had one of those nights last night. I could not sleep, and I tossed and I turned. There's no real burden to pray last night. There was a little bit, and I did somewhat, but there was no real strong quickening or burden to pray. And finally, I just said, it just dawned on me, it came to me, that I would rather be one, because my mind always goes to the Lord and thinking about the Lord when I'm in situations, but I just, my mind, that's just where my mind is. It goes to scriptures, it goes to Jesus, it goes to fellowship with the saints, and so my mind was on the things of the Lord, and it just dawned on me in the middle of the night, I would rather be sleepless and not be able to settle down and be anxious and be, what's that word, an insomniac, knowing the Lord, knowing Jesus, having a relationship with him, than to fall asleep in the arms of the devil in the world. I really would. I would rather be restless in Jesus than restful in this world. So thank you, Lord, and that's the end. Father, in Jesus' name, let this minister to whom it's supposed to minister to. And let us be in awe that you have called us. You've laid your hand upon us, and you've called us and separated us unto you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.